the dialect of East Mersey, Essex. Mr. Arthur Wapling, a native, age 66, recorded in his home in June 1959 by Howard Burnson.
I mean, that was all horse plowing. And around here, that was plowed on what we call the stetch, the 7'3" wide.
Mm.
And that fitted all your drills, horse hose and everything. And there was 8 furrows to one of them. And when you plowed them, you split them, you see, so it made... When you plowed the stetches back, you split them. You laid a top in the furrow and then split the remaining 6 furrows, and then it formed a stetch again. Mm. You see? You split one, and then the next one you split that, and that formed the 2 halves, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, you got the better drainage, and then all water furrows drawn across to take off all the surface water, and now that's just on the flat, no water furrows drawn. That's true that that's been land drained, that is pipe drained, this last few years through government subsidies, otherwise it wouldn't have got done. And but still there's a lot of fall and a lot of gains, but you could get on the land quicker than with horses on those stitches, because you've got the furrows to walk in, and your horses or anything didn't walk on the top of your stitches, so you could get on to work your land even if the furrows were a bit damp. At least 10 days earlier than what you can now. Today you couldn't farm with horses. You'd never be able to cope. I mean, the hours are not so long now. People at that time of day, they used to work from 6 in the morning till 5:30 at night. Hour for breakfast, an hour for dinner, until 5 o'clock Saturdays. Well, now they only work from about 8 till 5. And knock off at 11 Saturdays. Another thing is not the labour to get, even if you could afford to buy it. But that time of day, the wages were only about 1/2 crown a day, you know.
So you had to rely a lot more on animals than you do today.
Oh, yes, well, you were dependent on animals then. Good horses. I always used to say, an old boy once used to tell me, poverty in the stable, poverty in the house.
Uh-huh.
And that wasn't far out. If you see anybody got bad old horses and so forth, he wasn't doing very well. But the chap who got nice young horses, and that, he was more of a prosperous man. At the hall, he used to keep about 13 horses there. There's not one on the island now, not one horse on a farm. Well, I had them up till about 10 years ago, but then I kept them longer, or kept one pair longer than a good many people, well, some years longer. But I was being brought up with horses, and I didn't like the idea of parting with them.